as loving mothers comfort not only their own children in distress, but all who feel tears pricking in their eyes. So my heart goes out to those who mourn.
It's better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone, and the living should take this to heart. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure.
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. The Jewish rabbis said that tears are the highest form of prayer and its deepest expression. Liquid prayer, as Spurgeon put it.
Do not underestimate the power of your tears or the weight of the loss that you have sustained. Allocate yourself specific times to allow the wail of inner keening to let the grief lava flow, to keep the volcano from exploding. I already see what lies beyond this loss and how I will intervene to let some brand new meaning emerge. From the losing will come a gleaning, and from the gleaning a long, slow redeeming. Rather than holding tight to the safe and known, take to heart this precious promise. Except an ear of wheat fall into the ground and die, it cannot multiply. The four-year-old Corrie ten Boom asked, "What's it like to die, Father?" Her wise and godly father replied,
"When do I buy the ticket when we go to Amsterdam?"
"Just before we get on the train."
"Even so will our Heavenly Father give us what we need, when we need it."